All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hi to everybody in the chat here. Going from bottom to top, Judy Anita, Todd Suff, Alpha Acres, Melissa Pickett, the matriarch of the chat, Fedora the Explorer, Coco Dominky, Regina Loves Art, Joe Heathen, C. Suff, Jonna Jones, Kipco, Regina Loves Art, Black Bar 201, Hassle Free TV, Hanslick Donovan, Veronica 18201, Dave Souders. I pronounced this wrong. I can't remember how you told me to pronounce it. Snoddod 311. I know you told me something else, but I can't remember what it is right now. Mike Griffin is on. Nitsua 99 is on. Spoken 007 is on. Volvo 960 is on. Kep Guy 1. Jack and Daisy is on. Confederate 1 is on. Nude Monk, already in the Rumble rant, is on. Michelle Tall is on. Sheila K is on. Tammy L. Margreter is on. Urinator 1121 is on. Love you guys. Salty Gonads, can't forget you, brother. I see you on there. The Picket Fence is on. Appreciate you guys. Golf Master 1 is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Dead Plan is on. Dane Owl 59 is on. See you guys popping on. Dane Owl's got me at 1022 tonight. Granite 2468 has me at 1019 tonight. Somebody in the chat, I think it may have been Fedora, I'm not sure, but said in the chat, talking about Congressman Van Hollen. Just so you know, and if you didn't catch it in the pregame, where Biden says he kept saying Van Halen for the guy. I mean, and by the way, Kamala's dumber than he is right now. Dumber than he is right now. Without being brain injured, she's dumber than he is. He couldn't remember his name. And then he says he's new. So these people pathologically lie as a reflexive action. It's just a reflex. They lie out of reflex. He's not new. Van Hollen has been in Congress for 21 freaking years. 21 years, and Biden says he's new. Biden was a senator for years before when Van Hollen was in Congress, when Van Hollen first started in Congress in 2003. So amazing. But Steve Bannon's out of prison, 3 a.m. today. He got out. Some of you have seen some of his videos. He's out, so the War Room is back in action. Make sure you're tuning in to the War Room. Subscribe to him, follow him, like him, whatever it may be. But let's make sure we support these political heroes who are put in Democratic Party gulags for their political beliefs and their political values. All right, let's hop right to it now. George Video, we're talking about election fraud, getting right to this, because the only way they can win, if you look at the polls, you looked at the polls that we showed in the pregame, look at some polls we're going to show here in a minute, there's only one way they can win. The only question is our vote too big to rig? That's the whole thing. Are we voting so big that it can't be rigged? I don't know. None of us know. I believe that we are, and I have great hopes for a week from today. Believe it or not, can you believe it's a week from today?
Crazy.
A week from today, that we are going to elect Donald J. Trump as the 47th president of the United States. But I'm just saying, hopefully we have it where it's too big to rig. But their only hope, it's why Kamala Harris, she only communicates in word salads, not only because she's an ignoramus, but also because she can't espouse her beliefs. So if she espouses her beliefs, what are her beliefs? Socialism, communism, COVID camps, forced vaccinations, slaughtering the unborn, banning speech, censoring speech, various other things she can't espouse, galactic, monstrous levels of debt, never cutting spending. She can't espouse them, so she speaks in word salads. The only way they can win this election is to hide their beliefs and values and cheat, because nobody's voting for them. I mean, you're like, Tom, there's a large segment of the population that's voting for them. I know, but not enough to win. The only way they can win is to cheat. That's it. It's amazing to me that anybody can be a Democratic Party pundit or a Democratic Party mouthpiece, like the Krasensteins and people like that on social media, who are paid via ActBlue money to speak just propagandist narratives to the American public. No matter how absolutely ridiculous they are, they'll continue to espouse them, calling Donald Trump Hitler and all those different things, even though Donald Trump has nothing in common with Hitler. And the only people that have anything in common with Hitler are the people claiming Donald Trump is Hitler. But they'll say anything. It's amazing to me how you can take up the mantle of the Democratic Party when the only people that are caught cheating are Democrats. So you know that your party is a party of cheaters. You know that your party can't win without cheating, yet you're still going to support and even campaign for this party. That absolutely blows my mind. Because here's the thing. I would either stop being a Republican, or I certainly wouldn't espouse the Republican Party or campaign for the Republican Party if I knew there were a bunch of cheaters. Or I would start a new party or follow a different party or become a part of another party or join a different party. Whatever it may be, I wouldn't be a part of a political party that cheats. It's amazing to me that Democrats, any Democrat, whether you're old school, old school liberal Democrat or now a new school leftist, Nazi, progressive Democrat, how do you follow these people when you know that they're cheating? So let's look at the first one here. George video breaking in Nevada County, California, of course. A large-scale issue with ballot printers has made it impossible for tabulators to count 77,000 ballots accurately. Play for me.
Vote-by-mail ballot error has some Nevada County residents concerned. County elections realized something was wrong on Monday. Their machines weren't properly reading all the ballots. They called the Secretary of State and their printing service and diagnosed the issue as an ink overspray on some of the barcodes.
Some of our ballots, if you look really closely and you use a magnifying glass, you will see that there is some imperfections in the barcodes.
I want to show you what these ballots look like. If you take a look here, we're covering some private information, but the one on the left has already been processed. The problem is with these barcodes, and the one on the right needs to be rescanned. But as you can see, they look very similar.
We will go ahead and use a report to see, okay, which pages did not go through. We'll pull those out, and we mark them as to be rescanned. So we have a different bin. We have a different colored piece of paper that sort of makes it really clear.
Election officials say the printer error will not affect the accuracy, but it will slow down their operations. They'll be working around the clock to certify the election results on time.
I trust the process.
And for those who are more skeptical, anyone is allowed to observe the process in person or online through a live stream. Look, there's me in the counting room waving. I reached out to Runbeck Election Services, who supply the ballots, and they said in a statement in part, "We are coordinating directly with the Nevada County Elections Office and the Secretary of State to ensure that all affected ballots can be properly reviewed and counted. While this issue is rare, it can happen due to the required use of inkjet technology for the printing of such a large quantity of ballots."
We care very much about getting it right, not just because it's a presidential election, but we care about every election and making sure that the process is accurate, that it's transparent.
So they realized something was wrong on Monday. They just realized it now. You couldn't maybe test the machines prior to early voting? No, they just realized this now in Nevada County, California. Just realized it now. And the errors caused by inkjet printers and barcodes can only be seen via a magnifying glass. So I'm wondering how they discovered something was missing. I would guess it's because people are like, I didn't vote for person A. I voted for person B, but the barcode says that I voted for person A. How much you want to bet that's what happened? And don't worry, we're being assured by Nevada County, California, election officials who are not allowed to challenge an election, are not allowed to ask for voter ID. Don't worry, it won't affect the outcome. And not only don't worry about it, but you can watch everything via a camera that you can't see anything with. So it has a mounted camera. Remember the goofy reporter? Hey, look at herself. What a good does that camera do when it doesn't have enough definition for you to see anything? It's blurry. It looks like a 7-Eleven robbery camera. What's the point? Has made it impossible to tabulate, just 77,000 ballots already. Already. If you're wondering why we lose elections, we don't lose elections. We lose, and do we win New York? Probably not. Illinois? Probably not. California, we could be winning and counted as lost for years. Because most of California is blood freaking red. Oregon, we're probably winning. Washington State, probably not. But we are winning a lot of states that we think we're losing. And here's the thing, and I'll get into this in a minute. And there's a lot of states that we think are turning purple. They ain't turning purple. They're just cheating more. They're cheating more and being caught less. That's not a good tabulation for those of us who are Republicans. When Democrats are cheating more and being caught less. All right, let's go to the next one here. America First legal video. We were in court yesterday arguing for the release of a list of 218,000. Now we're in the state of Arizona. Remember that used to be a firmly Republican state? Remember that? We always used to win Arizona. Well, now we don't win anymore. It must have transitioned to Democrat. How would it transition to Democrat? Anybody ever think about these things? And I'm not being arrogant or condescending to the TLP audience. I'm just saying it in an arrogant and condescending way to everybody outside of my own audience. Because most people aren't red-pilled. They're just, it's turning blue. Why is it turning blue? Have Democrats moved there? No Democrats have moved there. Why is it turning blue? It wouldn't be the greatness of Obama, would it? That certainly wasn't the case. Because Hillary would have won in a landslide then. Certainly isn't the greatness of Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. Why in the world would it be turning blue? It's not turning blue. Texas is not turning blue. Joe Biden suing Texas to put the 500,000 illegal voters back on their voting rolls. As a matter of fact, I think he's already won at the appellate court level and it's now going to Supreme Court. Same thing happening in Virginia right now where Glenn Youngkin, governor of the state of Virginia, Commonwealth of Virginia, got all removed thousands upon thousands of illegal voters off of their voter rolls. And the Biden administration, the DOJ, sued Virginia to put them back on. Why would the DOJ, the Department of Justice, sue to put illegals, Department of Justice, that means if you do something illegal, you pay some sort of punitive price, but not in this case. Why would the Department of Justice sue to put illegals back on a ballot? Why would that be on voter rolls? Why would they do that? Some leftard out there, explain that to me. Send that question to any leftist pundit. Explain to me the virtue of the DOJ suing Virginia to put illegal voters back on voter rolls. Explain that. I would love to see it. Dead people back on. Felons back on. People who voted more than once back on. Names that don't exist back on. Names with no address verification, with no signature verification, back on. So here we are back in Arizona. We were in court. This America First Legal. This is where all our money needs to go. Places like this. America First Legal. Judicial Watch. Places like that. We were in court yesterday arguing for the release of at least 218,000 registered voters who have apparently not provided proof of citizenship. And now, and when America First Legal wins this, Biden will sue them to put those 218,000 people back on the voter rolls. Play for me, Creighton.
A conservative political group is suing the Arizona Secretary of State, demanding the names of thousands of voters who failed to provide citizenship for two decades be made public.
Both sides presented their case before Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Scott Blaney today. And Fox 10's Ashley Rodriguez is live to explain what happened. Ashley.
Yeah, if you thought this voter registration error was resolved, we are far from that. Now, conservative nonprofit groups are getting involved, and they are not buying that these 220,000 voters are all U.S. citizens, and they want proof. The only problem is the Arizona Secretary of State, Adrian Fontes, he doesn't have it. Tension inside a Maricopa County court Monday, where Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes was grilled by conservative group Strong Communities Foundation of Arizona.
But you don't know whether you have the 218,000 identities or not. Is that correct?
I'm pretty sure we don't.
Former Trump advisor Stephen Miller is behind the group suing Arizona County recorders, claiming the government officials are not doing their jobs and hurting the credibility of the state's election integrity. This comes after a September discovery the Motor Vehicles Division made an error, impacting around 220,000 voters who had never shown proof of U.S. citizenship, but had been allowed to vote for two decades.
It was 345,000-ish. It went down to 148,000-ish. Then we got a number that was around 98,000, and then suddenly a new list, wholly and completely separate, of 349,000-ish popped up. Once that started getting worked a little bit, we ended up with this more or less 218,000, but none of those numbers can be depended on.
The conservative nonprofit wants to make sure non-citizens are removed from the voter rolls just days out from the election by getting the names and sending them to the county recorders for verification. They say their intention is not to post them publicly.
Gosh, I hope that line of voters that I just saw right there was not modern, because about half of them were wearing masks outside. I hope that's from 4 years ago. I hope that it was. Oh my gosh, because I'm, you know, I may spend the next 30 minutes rampaging on it in this case, because I can't take it anymore. If you're so stupid that you wear a mask in 2024 outside waiting to vote, you're beyond hope. You really are. You're beyond hope. You're an idiot. Beyond hope. Beyond redemption. It's just amazing. All right, anyway. I don't mean that, by the way, so don't send me a bunch of things. Oh, I mean, you're a Christian. Everyone should be able to be redeemed. I agree. But you know what? It gets to the point, even God doesn't draw them anymore, John 6:44. But anyway, I digress. So Adrian Fontes is the Secretary of State for the state of Arizona, and he's asked a question by basically America First Legal, but there's other attorney entities underneath them. But anyway, asked the question, do you have the identities of the 218,000 people that have been voting over the last two decades illegally? His answer is, no, I don't have them. How do you not have the identities of people that are voting? See, this is, you're wondering how these people have been voting. Now, it started off at 350,000 people, too. So what it really is, he doesn't know. And he says that it's basically unknowable. There's no way to know which list is correct. 359,000, 218,000, exactly how the Democratic Party wants it. They want it to where they have these floating ballots everywhere of non-named people, untraceable people, no signature verifications, no addresses. We went over this yesterday. It was going on in Pennsylvania where they were having this fraudulent voter registration drive where they're registering multiple people with the same addresses. John Williams, 3, Tamiami Trail. John D. Williams, 3, Tamiami Trail. John F. Williams, 3. That's what the Democratic Party does. They do it with their ACT Blue donations, too. So Adrian Fontes, these are supposed to be the leaders of our culture, the leaders of our society. So Secretary of State of Arizona, he doesn't even know where. He's asked point blank, do you have their identities? He says, I don't have their identities. But they can still vote even though no one has their identities? Then how are they able to vote? How are they able to register to vote? The DMV in Arizona has been registering these people to vote without proof of citizenship. And now that the United States Supreme Court has passed that you have to have proof of citizenship to vote, even though multiple states are blowing it off, because they'll win the election first, and then it'll go to court and be litigated, and then you can't resolve the election post-election certification. That's the point of it all. And these people have been voting for two decades. You're wondering how we're losing states. Well, how did Colorado? When I was growing up, Colorado was red every time. Now it's firmly blue. Arizona, red every time. Now it's firmly purple. You never know what Arizona's going to do. Georgia, always red. Now it's purple. How? Because of this stuff. 218,000 voters voting somehow without any address, any phone number, or any name, where the Secretary of State of the state of Arizona can't name who they are. He says, I don't have their identities. How do you not have their identities? If they're registered to vote, they got registered via the DMV. The address is on their driver's license. Unbelievable. You're wondering how we lose elections? This is how. And if we haven't fixed it enough, remember I told you the four things? Fraudulent elections, establishment Republicans, no message, no money. Now, we've solved some of those things. We have a great message. We've had a decent amount of money. The establishment Republicans like Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney are campaigning with Kamala, so we got them out of the way. That's good. Let them go campaign with Kamala. But if we haven't fixed numero quattro number four, we ain't going to win. Hopefully, we fixed it enough. America First Legal's there doing their part. Judicial Watch is doing their part. ACLJ is doing their part. And other organizations are doing their part also. And some politicians like Glenn Youngkin are doing their part. Texas, Ken Paxton, he's doing his part. But is it Andrew Bailey? He's doing his part. AG out of Missouri. Florida's already pretty well situated. But if it hasn't been fixed enough, folks, we're not going to win a week from now. I hope we do, and I'm praying that we do. And I, by the way, just so you know, gut instinct tells me Trump's the next president of the United States. Gut instinct. But the thing is, the war is not over when Trump wins. The war has just begun because we have to fix all this so J.D. Vance is the next president of the United States, or he's not going to win. Because they're going to keep doing this stuff over and over again. Because they're fighting back. What you have in the state of Michigan, if you even, as an election worker, as an election certifier, you're not allowed to not certify the election, even when you see obvious fraud. Or Jocelyn Benson, quote, will come after you. That's what the that's what the Secretary of State of the state of Michigan says. If you, as an election official, do not certify the election, even though you see fraud, which, by the way, that's when you don't certify. Why do I even, it's so nonsensical. I feel like an ignoramus saying it. I'm getting dumber saying it by the second. Why would somebody who's in charge of certifying an election certify a knowingly fraudulent election? Isn't that the point of having a certifier? But when you put people from the Southern Poverty Law Center as Secretary of State, that's what happens. You end up with a communist. You end up with a Stalinist. Communist isn't strong enough. Socialist isn't strong enough. Stalinist Nazi is what Jocelyn Benson is. She really is. She would be, if she was in Germany in the 1930s, she would have the swastika on and she'd probably be a guard at Auschwitz. That's who these people are. They really are that bad. You're going to come after an election certifier for not certifying election that the election certifier knows is fraudulent? That's just like saying to a cop, if you arrest somebody for committing a crime, I'll arrest you. You're like, couldn't get that bad. That's what every banana republic does and every Third Reich style Stalinist country does. All right, let's go to the next one. Colin Rugg video breaking. Election officials are pushing people out of line in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, telling them to come back later. Play for me. You might have been looking for a video with somebody actually pushing people out. I didn't. If you could just freeze frame that, Aaron, throw it back side by side, that right there. That's what I really wanted you to see. They have these people. See if you can blow that up. The almost just really the left side more than that. Well, you can't blow up one. Just all I need is that voter protection. Badge. They've been putting the Democratic Party. If you can't really see it right above where it says voter protection, it actually says Dems on top of it. Nobody see that, of course. They're wearing these badges in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And from what I've read, it appears they're doing them in other places also. They're putting themselves in badges. They're putting badges on themselves with the term voter protection and going and telling people to come back later. Election officials are pushing. They're not election officials. They're fraudulent election officials. And by the way, what they're doing here is a crime. And they need to be prosecuted for it. And this guy's picture is all over Twitter. These people need to be criminally prosecuted for what they're doing. All right, let's go to the next one. George video breaking the ballot. Here we go again. Now, where was it before? Let me see here. Where is that? What's the name of that? What was the name of the area? Nevada County, California. They were having what kind of problem there with their QR codes and their ink spray? Their ink spray that you can only see the problem with a magnifying glass. Well, look, guess what's happening in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. A ballot printer at a voting location in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, a suburb of Pennsylvania, has failed. George video, you know what? Do you know what solves the problem of ballot printers breaking? Not using ballot printers. You know what works really well to solve all computerized voter problems, ballot counting problems, digitized ballot problems? Not having digitized ballots, having all paper ballots, and you go in there like this. There we go. And then you have a Democratic Party official and a Republican official count all the ballots. That's what you do. And by the way, it's way faster. How are our elections getting slower as we get more digitized if digitalization is so great? If getting everything computerized is so wonderful, why are we getting slower and slower and asked to accept abject ridiculousness. Well, this may take a couple days. Why does it take a couple days? Well, you know, I think it was 12 million. Aaron told me it was in the state of Arizona, 12 million people. Why does Arizona take 2 weeks to count their ballots and Florida takes 3 hours? Just curious. 23 million people live in the state of Florida. Our polls close at 7, and we know who won the election by 10. Why is that exactly? Well, I mean, sadly, we're just as computerized probably, but we actually have people with integrity that are in charge of counting ballots. Why is it that Michigan, under Wretched Witless, Dana Nessel, Jocelyn Benson, why are they already coming out? Why is Pennsylvania coming out? Why are all these swing states coming out and saying, well, you know, and it's going to take us a couple. Why is it going to take a couple days? Why do you have Brad Raffensperger, who's a bold-faced liar who masquerades as a conservative Republican, Secretary of State of the state of Georgia, who colluded with Mark Elias to make ballots unadjudicatable on the night of the election in 2020? Yes, Mark Elias of Perkins Coie. Why would he be working with a Republican? Because Brad Raffensperger is not a Republican. He's a Democratic Party shill taking the role of a legit Republican. We should have a legit Republican as Secretary of State of Georgia, but instead we have a Democratic Party activist who masquerades as a Republican. He says 25% of their ballots are coming from overseas. That's a lie. That's an absolute, it's going to take us a couple days. It's going to take us a couple days. Why didn't it take a couple days 10 years ago? Why didn't it take a couple days 12 years ago? Why didn't you tell me that the overseas voting population in Georgia has increased exponentially? It has not. He's lying. They're all just a bunch of disgusting liars. So here's the ballot printer problem in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Play it for me, Creighton.
But you can vote early if the printer would work. I'll just walk on by, see what's going on. What happened?
The printer doesn't work, so they don't have the ballots. Oh. So he's giving out these forms to be filled out, and then if you fill them out, when the printer gets here in about an hour, then you can stay in line if you want to. He's expecting 45 minutes to an hour.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's bringing these forms out.
It's frustrating.
Aaron and I were just discussing something. They can't do that. Aaron's like, they should print them out, which he's theoretically correct, but it's impossible. He said print them out on one location and deliver all of them to the various polling places. The problem is you have local elections, so there's different elections in every county. That's the problem. You have some people running for dog catcher in A county and then B county. You know, it's different elections, so you can't do that. You could do it on a federal level to some degree per state, but then you'd have to have two separate ballots, a state ballot and a local ballot, which we wouldn't want any more of that either. But anyway, so you know what? You could stay if you want, but the printer's not working. Oh, lo and behold. What a shock. And how much do you want to bet? I mean, I don't know this. This is conjecture. How much do you want to bet wherever these printer problems are predominantly Republican areas? Yeah, I mean, and again, you know what? I'm no tech genius. That's for sure. No tech genius. But how hard is it to check and make sure your printer works? And then how hard is it to have, you know what we always have here at Foundation Church? A backup. If this goes out, I want a backup. I want something that'll back it up. All right? Why don't you have two printers there? I mean, how often do you have to create an atmosphere to vote? Once, twice a year, max, and you can't have two printers there? In states with, like Pennsylvania, with multi-billion dollar budgets, counties with hundreds of millions of dollars worth of budgets, even cities with multi-million dollar budgets, you can't have two printers there ready to go for every election? How about you don't even have two printers? How about you have five printers? Just in case one breaks, two breaks, three breaks, and then the fourth one breaks, you still got number five. And you never have to stop printing ballots. You never have to stop people from being able to vote. But instead, you have people in 2024 standing in line to vote and leaving because there's no printer to print them out a ballot. amazing. I mean, it really is. And to think, and if you're wondering why, once again, not to be redundant, but I'm being purposely redundant. So to be redundant, this is why we so-called lose Pennsylvania, lose Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, New Mexico, Colorado, Nevada, Arizona. They're all firmly red states. We lose because of shenanigans like this. Shenanigans like in Arizona with 218,000 registered voters who have apparently not provided proof of citizenship as required by law. And the Secretary of State, Fontes, he answers the question, do you know who these people are? I have no idea who they are. And we lose these elections? No. There's hundreds of thousands of unregistered, no address verification, no signature verification, no identity verification, hundreds of thousands in many states. And I put up the map last night of all the states where there is no voter ID at all required. If there's no voter ID at all required, that means you could vote 27 times if you wanted to. No, it's not. Why? Well, if there's no ID required, then what would stop me from going to every county? I'm trying to remember how many counties there are in the state of Florida, 60-something, I think. I could go to every county, and if that was the case in the state of Florida, where you have to provide ID here. It said on my map that it's requested. I've never seen it requested. It's actually required here. You can't do that here because I've already been, once I vote, I'm already marked down as voted. Tom Lipley, voted. It's over. Early, by mail, whatever it is, on the day of, I can't vote again. State of Pennsylvania, you can vote as many times as you want. State of Arizona, you vote as many times as you want. It's 218 to 350,000 quote unquote people. It's not even people. I don't even know how to describe it. But there's 300, I'll just use their number, 218,000 people that are not necessarily people, but are registered voting entities that the Democratic Party can use as needed. You're wondering why they shut down voting in the middle of the night? On November 3rd of 2020, why did they shut it down? Because in Pennsylvania, Donald Trump was up by 618,000 votes at 3 o'clock in the morning and up by 1,400 votes at 7 o'clock in the morning after they stopped counting ballots at 3 o'clock in the morning. Tom, how could they have lowered his lead by 600,000 votes if they stopped counting? They didn't stop counting, and they manifested the ballots because they can just generate ballots because anybody can vote as many times as you want. In the state of Pennsylvania, nobody checks. John Smith could vote 47,000 times in the state of Pennsylvania, and nobody would know. Because there is no signature verification. There's no ID required. How would anybody stop anybody from voting? You could request multiple ballots if you wanted to. This is why we, quote, unquote, lose elections. And if you challenge, if you go up to, just using Arizona again as an example, hey, you know what? I'd like to know why there's 218,000 registered voters who have not provided proof of citizenship as required by law. You're a threat to democracy for asking that question. You're an insurrectionist for asking that question. You're defeating voter integrity. You're causing questions about our elections. You're attacking our election integrity. Yeah, I am. When there's 218,000 people, when there's no ID required to vote, so you can vote as many times as you want. And we put the stats out last night about, I can't remember what state it was. I can't remember if it was Pennsylvania or another state, but the state we put out last night, where it was 92,000. What state was it? Because it was a state I asked you and Trump lost by like 11. I think it was, may have been Arizona. Where Trump lost the state by 11,000 votes, but there was 92,000 illegal ballots cast.
Arizona.
It was Arizona, right, Aaron? Yeah, it's 92,000 illegal ballots. Many people voted twice. Many people voted out of state. Many illegals voted. 92,000 all going for Joe Biden, but he lost by 11,000. And if I bring that up, I'm called a conspiracy theorist. It's not even a conspiracy theory. It is an abject conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. It happened. In a state that Donald Trump lost by 11,000, like I said, this is how we lose elections because we don't actually lose them. We're cheated from them. In a state that Donald Trump lost by 11,000, there was 92,000 illegal ballots cast against him. And that's called a loss. And if I say that, I'm an insurrectionist and a threat to democracy. All right, let's go to the next one. Michael Whatley, a video, a supporter of President Trump's, was arrested today, back again to the glorious state of Pennsylvania. arrested today for encouraging people to stay in early voting line and cast their ballots freely. She's telling people, stay in here. They're pulling shenanigans, so stay in line. She didn't say Republicans stay in line. She told the voters to stay in line. This is what happened to her. Play it for me, Creighton.
Wow. That's crazy. You locked her up? That is insane, man. She is not influencing people. She is not at all.
Aaron, play that thing side by side for a second. I'm going to do a mask check. I got to do it. I think I saw some masks. I mean, I'm like, I just don't get it. But anyway, so there she is. And the woman says that she's breaking the law. She's influencing an election or doing whatever she might, whatever. That is a dip squat. There's the Karen. Right there is the Karen. Right there. Yep, there's some masks. I mean, unbelievable to me. Unbelievable to me that it is 2024. And that idiot wearing the mask, I guarantee you, is fully vaxxed. That means he's got 10 vaxes on the inside of him. Let's see, where is he? He'll show up here in just a second. There he is. What an idiot. I mean, what a glistening sheep. What a disgusting bent over beta male that you're going to still strap on a mask. In dadgum, basically November of 2024. Unbelievable. Really unbelievable. But that lady, she's breaking the law. How's she breaking the law by telling people to stay in line? Not breaking the law. She didn't say Republicans. She's not saying vote for Trump. She's saying stay in line because it's a hoax. There the idiot is. The sheep. She's standing right next to the mask guy. I guarantee you. Guarantee you they're married. Man, there's so many horrible things about. I'm not going to say it. I mean, because there's just so many things about how their marriage is. I'll leave it at that. I mean, I can't do it. But anyway, I want to, but I'm not going to do it. I mean, I'm forced. Look at that. Look at her. What an idiot. Unbelievable. So that she didn't do anything wrong, but gets arrested for telling people to. What was this? Now, you can cross the border whenever you want. 420, you can bring it back to me. 425,000. Convicted criminals have been allowed through the border. 30,000 rapists and murders, 10,000 per year under the Biden administration, have been allowed into this country. No problem whatsoever. And they're known that they're convicted criminals when they're released. It's known that they're convicted rapists when they're released. And if it wasn't known, it should have been known because you're supposed to be vetting these people, but it doesn't matter. Those people are free to go and rape and kill and commit various other crimes. But a woman telling people that, you know what, this printer breaking down is a scam, whatever they're telling you, and they're telling people to go home, maybe that's not a good sign. You want to talk about a threat to democracy, it's poll workers going up to people standing in line to vote and telling them to go home. And this woman tells them the opposite, stay in line. Force the situation. Don't just leave. That's what they want you to do. And she gets arrested? How about the people that are claiming that their printers are broke? How about the people wearing badges that are saying, like, election security on them, whatever that stupid guy in the stupid badge said? Election security, you're a Democratic Party activist, and you're going around with your badge on saying, by the way, I'm not making this up. This happened in what I'm trying to remember, Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Election officials are pushing people out of line in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, telling them to come back later with badges on that says like an election integrity worker on it. So they're giving them some manner of validity and credibility by making going back to Kamala Harris, a Kinko's laminated badge and walking around telling election integrity worker here, go home now. And that guy didn't go to jail. But the woman telling people, you know what, just stay in line. Stay in line. She gets arrested and taken to jail. Let's go to the next one. This I already talked about, but I'll just reiterate it one more time. The post-millennial tweet from today. Virginia appeals to Supreme Court because they lost their Virginia won the initial case. They didn't mean it wasn't a case. Glenn Youngkin, rightfully. This was a law put into place by a Democratic Party Governor Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine put the law in place that said you must purge your voter rolls. A Democrat did it. Tim Kaine, who did he run with? Was he with Hillary?
Hillary. Yep.
Hillary, yeah, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So the guy who was Hillary's running mate put the law, former governor of the state of Virginia, put into law that you must purge the voter rolls of all illegal voters. So Glenn Youngkin simply did what Tim Kaine said to do via precedent law. And Biden's DOJ sued them to put them names back on. The illegal aliens' names and illegal voters' names back on the voters' rolls, voter rolls, so they can be sent ballots. So that they can vote, whether they're sent to them or whether they early vote, whether they vote in person or not. They can all vote as of today because of the Biden DOJ. Because the Biden DOJ sued them. Obviously, it probably went somewhere in Fairfax County, Virginia, which, of course, going back to my usual rhetoric, blue judge, blue jury, blue grand jury, blue appellate court, here we are. So now we have to appeal to the Supreme Court. You have to appeal to the Supreme Court to remove illegals off of voter rolls. That's a Democrat, any Democrat, please explain to me. Please espouse to me the virtue of leaving illegal people on voter rolls. People who are not allowed to legally vote on voter rolls. And if I say that, I'm a threat to democracy and you're not. It's not a threat to democracy to allow people to vote in an election that are not a citizen, that are not legally allowed to vote. That aren't even alive to vote? Because when you're purging voter rolls, you're often purging the voter rolls of multiple thousands of dead people who are getting issued ballots, which are getting filled out by Democratic Party activists and then submitted as ballots. That's how we lose Virginia. We don't lose Virginia. You ever driven around Virginia? It's not blue. It's not blue. Outside of D.C. and Richmond, it is not blue. We only lose because of this. People like Mark Elias filing these lawsuits out of Perkins Coie, saying that it's for, now he sues for what he calls election integrity. That's what Mark Elias does, for election integrity, for a free and fair election, for voter rights for dead people. How do vote? How do dead people need voter rights? How do illegals need voter rights when they can't legally vote? How do felons and people that don't exist, that's the perfect word, a phantom voter. Mark Elias wants a phantom voter, one of the 218,000 people that they have no idea who they are, no idea where they live, no idea what their phone numbers are. He wants them to be able to vote in Arizona. That you're voting for election integrity, for integrity and free and fair elections and for voter rights? What, for the phantom voters? For voters that don't actually exist? They just exist in the wind for Democrats to pull out of a cloud somewhere and use whenever they need the names. So Virginia appeals to Supreme Court to prevent Biden-Harris administration from forcing them to let non-citizens vote in a presidential election. So now understand something. When a non-citizen votes, it's a crime. So the people who are voting are criminals, and the people advocating for them to vote are criminals. The people that are making it allowable, for lack of a better term, because it's not legal for them to vote, are criminals. And when we run the DOJ, they all need to be spent time in prison. If you're going to put people in prison for standing outside of an abortion clinic singing how great thou art under the FACE Act for 3.5 years, like the mother that we illustrate here on the podcast, that we show on the podcast, then all of these people who are voting illegally, they need to go to prison. The people instigating them to vote illegally, they need to go to prison. The people who are suing for the rights of illegals to vote in elections, Tom, that's nonsensical. That's what the Biden administration is and what they're doing. They should go to prison. All right, let me show you some polls. Eric, let's go to the next one, Creighton. Eric Doherty tweet, new Arizona poll. How are we going to lose? How are we going to lose? The America First legal story, 218,000 registered voters who have apparently not provided proof of citizenship as required by law. Look at the polls. How are we going to lose? You can't lose. You can't lose. You're 1 week out, 8 weeks, 8 points up. You can't lose. Even Carrie Lake is now over Gallego. I'm rooting for her. I just don't like what she said about abortion. I hope she beats Gallego because Gallego's a Nazi. I'm calling them all Nazis now. They want to say, call me a Nazi. Go ahead. We'll compare who has more in common with Nazis. I have zero in common with Nazis. Ruben Gallego, lots in common with Nazis. Loves to slaughter the unborn. He loves to put people in COVID camps. He wants experimental vaccinations. He wants to ban speech. He wants to grab guns. That's Nazis. I don't have anything in common with that. Do you? So how do we lose this? You can't lose 1 week out, folks. Look at the date. 1 week out, 8 points up. There's no way we lose outside of these 218,000 phantom voters that suddenly can be activated by the Democratic Party. Go to the next for me. Pauly Market, here's Vegas odds. Trump odds just set another all-time high. You can't lose, folks. Folks, you can't lose when Vegas is telling you that you're up 67 to 33. You just can't lose. Look at the map. You can't lose except if they cheat. That's the only way. And we have got to take more action after Trump wins so that J.D. Vance becomes elected. And by the way, it'll be a huge election in 2026 because you have to hold the House and the Senate or they're going to impeach Trump for 2 years. We have to win the House and the Senate this time or they're going to impeach Trump for the first 2 years. All right, let's go to the border. Bill Malugin tweet. New, just so everybody knows, just more about the accomplishments of Kamala Harris. The borders are. New, ICE NYC, New York City confirms both of the illegal aliens arrested in Palm Beach, Florida for sex trafficking a teenage girl were released after crossing the Texas border in what year? May of 2023, and were protected by sanctuary policies in NYC. Both were previously arrested by NYPD and released back into society. And there they are. They just sex trafficked a teenage girl right here in Palm Beach County, Florida. Go to the next one for me. Donald J. Trump tweet, Kamala, this is what's going on. This is today. Today, this tweet from Donald J. Trump today. Kamala, give me a little Trump.
Kamala.
There you go. Kamala is running billboards near the border advertising free legal services for illegals. Oh, Aaron, you've had to hire an attorney before, right?
Yeah.
And so have I, a couple times. Did you get a free attorney?
No.
Oh, okay, me neither. Yeah, it's weird, but if you commit a crime by crossing our border illegally, you get a free attorney from Kamala Harris. And here's the real fun part. Here's the great part. You and I pay for it.
Great.
Isn't that great? $36 trillion in debt, and you and I get to pay for it. Isn't that great? Hey, listen to a Biden speech today when he's promising billions of dollars for port cleanups. From where? You going to fart that money out, Joe? Is it going to come out of your pudding pop butt? Because I guess you're going to print it, right? Because we don't have it. $36 trillion in debt. But even though we're $36 trillion in debt, not a problem at all. I love to look at what is OIDO. I'm sure it's a government NGO, again, funded by you and I, paid for by you and I. Kamala is now running billboards near the border advertising free legal services for illegal alien criminals. When I win, the billboards are coming down. Aaron, give me Trump. The billboards are coming down.
The billboards are coming down.
There we go. And the migrant gangs are going home. There you go. That's what Kamala Harris is doing right now at the border. You cross the border illegally, you and I get to pay for their attorneys. And not only that, but I'm trying to remember the exact numbers from Douglas McGregor. He put it out. Got him. Average Social Security check per month in the United States is about $1,400. That people get after working 30, 40 years, right? That they pay into, I don't even believe in Social Security, but I'm just telling you that's what they get. And that's not an entitlement because you pay into it. You don't even get out of what you pay into it, which of course is the usual, the usual schemes that multi-level marketing schemes that people always do. But anyway, so you get a $1,400, let's say. An illegal comes in, gets free attorney, free phone, and $2,500 a month. Right now, and that's not even counting their free apartment complexes and their free food vouchers. It's almost as if it's on purpose and they're trying to replace you and I, which, of course, is exactly what they're trying to do. All right, let's go to the next one. Ryan Mata video. Oh, what do you got, Aaron? What do you got? Okay, OIDO is an independent office within the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. OIDO is not a part of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. It is not a part of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP. OIDO is an office within oversight entities and was established by Congress. You know, that just sounds like another giant phantom money sucker.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one. Ryan Mata video. An illegal immigrant mercenary who is also an MS-13 gang member just performed a human sacrifice inside the United States of America. Play for me.
Satanic statue in the apartment, and the gang members said they wanted to offer the beast a soul. Police say Hernandez Rivera and Alvarez Flores killed the girl execution style. Killers confessed to the crime after they were arrested. 22-year-old Miguel Alvarez Flores there you see on the left and 18-year-old Diego Hernandez Rivera on the right appeared in court this week. Now, according to HPD, most MS-13 gang members are in this country illegally, and these two murder suspects could be as well. Police say they have reported the two to Homeland Security. Now, an investigator told us this morning that officers found evidence in the apartment where these gang members were keeping underage girls that led police to believe there was some sort of satanic ritual activity happening there. HPD says there were three underage girls in the apartment of the murder suspects, a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old who was murdered, and then a 16-year-old girl. Police say the 14-year-old told detectives she was kidnapped, drugged, and sexually assaulted by members of the MS-13 gang. Now, the 14-year-old also reportedly told investigators she was moved from one apartment to another, forced into consuming drugs and alcohol, then at one point was held down as Alvarez Flores tattooed the image of the Grim Reaper on her body from her knee down to her foot. This girl also told police the 15-year-old at the apartment was a girl named Genesis. She believes Genesis is the girl.
Now I'm going to cover something important, then I'm going to cover something not important. So first of all, none of those crimes happened. Ritual sacrifice by an MS-13 gang member. That doesn't happen without Kamala Harris allowing the person in the country. And again, the ridiculous argument that Americans commit more crimes, they don't, first of all, because every single 100% of illegal aliens have already committed a crime. So that's absolutely an incoherent, nonsensical statement by anybody on the left. Second of all, they can't prove that via statistical UCR data. And first of all, UCR data is corrupted. We already know that comes out of the FBI. But they can't prove anything anyway. So to say, and by the way, when was the last time you saw an American committing a ritual killing? When? I haven't seen it. Have you? A ritual killing by an American citizen. When was it? That didn't happen. This girl is alive. And not only, she's not only one, she's one of three girls sexually assaulted, raped, and drugged, and then one killed. All by illegals. None of those crimes happen. It doesn't even it's a totally nonsensical argument. It's not the truth. But even if Americans committed more crimes on a per capita basis, those crimes would not have been committed right there in Houston, Texas. They wouldn't have been committed by an American. It's not like, you know, every crime has to be committed by somebody. And the crimes either happen or they don't happen based on the person committing the crime. If the person committing the crime isn't here, guess what's not going to happen? The crime's not going to happen here. And here's my other thing. This is my own personal pet peeve. Why does everybody have to switch? Whenever they're talking about any sort of Mexican situation, Mexican food, Mexican name, why does everybody have to start using a Mexican accent? You go to Taco Bell and suddenly burrito is, I'll have four burritos. Why? So that American reporter, Juan Jose Alvarez Flores, why are you talking like that? And all the reporters do that. I listen to these reports all the time because I have no life. I'm just, why does everybody have to transition into a Hispanic / Mexican accent every time they're talking about using a Mexican name or any sort of Mexican lingo at all? Verbiage. Tacos, burritos, Juan Jose Alvarez Flores. Why is she talking like that? Why not Jose Alvarez Flores, like an American? They don't know. Nope. And you're like, Tom, you're sounding like a racist. You can call me whatever you want. I don't care. Why is it that nobody, why does nobody use an American accent whenever they say Tom Lipley? They would still, does an English person, when they start saying hamburger, do they lose their English accent and use an American accent saying hamburger and hot dogs? No. This drives me crazy. I just can't stand sheep behavior. Everybody doing something. It's so disgusting to me. You know what? Have an in-depth, and I'm not speaking to 981 people that are watching right now. We just got off of CTN, so that's who was actually watching, that we're allowed to know about because the Democrats have banned our speech on YouTube and Facebook, so we have no idea who's actually watching, if there are any more watching. But I just can't stand sheep. I can't stand sheep mentality. I just can't. You know what? Have an independent thought. Actually ask why should I do it instead of, okay, I'll do it. Stand 6 feet apart. Okay. Wear a mask. mask. Okay, wear two masks. Okay. Take 10 vaccinations for a 99.997% survival virus. Okay. Close your church. Okay. I mean, have an independent thought that maybe a human being is not Jesus, because they certainly are not. And actually question authority. Speaking of that, a Dutch video. You ever wonder why the world is the way that it is? It's because of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. Love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Do you ever ask yourself, why did John Kelly, you know, you have John Kelly, the initial story comes out in 2022, saying that John Kelly saying that that Trump had an affinity for German generals. And then, of course, it's reissued by The Atlantic a couple weeks ago, right? That Donald Trump wanted Hitler-esque generals, right? This all comes from John Kelly. Everybody else in the White House never heard Trump say anything like it. As a matter of fact, witnesses have come out and said, whether it's Sean Spicer and others, have come out and said Donald Trump never, ever spoke like that. And John Kelly had very limited access to Trump to begin with because he was a lying, backstabbing piece of crap. So why does John Kelly want to backstab Trump so bad? Let's find out. Dutch video. Play for me, Creighton.
So check this out. So General John Kelly, who suddenly tells us that Trump admires Hitler. Trump admires Hitler's generals. Trump says Hitler did some good things, according to General John Kelly in The Atlantic. Is the general telling the truth, or could there be something else motivating these comments? Well, it turns out, and you just do a little bit of digging, General John Kelly sits on the board of the company that operates the biggest migrant shelter for unaccompanied children who are coming over the border without parents or guardians. That company is called DC Capital Partners, and they own two other companies called Acuity International, and the other one's called Valiance Humanitarian. Yes, and you know what they get? Massive contracts, no bid, meaning they don't have to bid against other companies, from the government. So now if Trump is about to be elected, and you know he's going to close the border down, and that means all those unaccompanied minors and children who don't have their family with them or parents, it's possible that General Kelly isn't too excited because his shelters won't be filled up with unaccompanied migrant children, which means those giant contracts could go away. You know, you think The Atlantic would just do a tiny bit of digging? If your business is built on open borders, maybe you have a slight bias against Trump becoming president.
So now you know why John Kelly is doing what he's doing, because he is in a business relationship, or he is part of, he's on the board of the one of the largest child facilitation NGOs at the southern border. Now you're like, damn, that's repulsive. Yeah, I get it. But that's why John Kelly wants to sabotage Donald Trump, because if Donald Trump gets elected, that company is no longer going to get there. Get this ready. Get ready for this. $341 million so that Johnny can sit on a board and act official. And how much does Johnny get? How much does General John Kelly get out of that $341 million? Remember Hunter Biden with his $83,000 a month to sit on the board of Burisma, an oil natural gas company that he has no expertise in whatsoever. So what's Johnny's expertise here? His expertise is what? Facilitating minors across the border for sexual and labor exploitation? This is, by the way, the largest, one of, or the largest child facilitation NGOs at the southern border. One of the largest NGOs that facilitates one of the largest amounts of little kids across the border. Why would they want to do that? What would be your altruistic motives for sitting on the board of DC Capital Partners, what it's called, a company that receives large governmental contracts, $341 million, to facilitate minors across the southern border illegally? I'm just curious. I mean, what's your altruistic motive for that? For these kids to have a great life? Remember, and by the way, we have so far 325,000 of these kids missing. Into the wind. 325,000 kids gone. Nobody has any idea. It's almost like the Secretary of State. of the state of Arizona. Do you know who, where all these people are, who these people are? Can you release their identities? No, I have no idea who they are. These 218,000 people that are registered to vote with no proof of citizenship. I have no idea who they are. Oh, we have no idea where 325,000 kids are. But John Kelly sits on the board of one of the largest NGOs that facilitated them, into the country. Go to the next one for me, Creighton. Here's more. You wonder why people do what they do? It's money. Look at this. New York Post tweet. Today's cover, migrant crisis costs. Come on, Aaron. What's this big deal? $150 billion in 2023. $150 billion. What is that? Well, that's their free phone they get. That's their $2,500 a month. Remember, average Social Security payment per month for an American is $1,400 a month. You're better off. You're illegal, $2,500 a month. So I just say this to all the Social Security beneficiaries. Just get a cheap plane ticket, fly into Mexico, and cross the border illegally. You're like, no, but I've got to tear up your passport and cross illegally. You get $2,500 a month. And then come back, get your affairs back in order, okay? And then you get your Social Security payment too. You'll be an illegal alien. And $2,500 a month, and you're $1,400 a month for Social Security. Now, that's a joke, everybody. Don't do it. But I'm just saying that's the key. Look at this. So $2,500 a month, free phone, free housing, up to $10,000 a month if you're in New York City that they just give you. That's not even counting your free housing. It's a $10,000 a month voucher that you get. For what? I don't know. Aaron, go.
And how much money were the Democrats complaining about Trump's wall costing again?
$8 billion.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure that was,
Now that is the point of the night. So we could have shut down all of this. And by the way, it was all shut down. Donald Trump basically had no illegal migration at the end of his 10 years president. Basically none. And now we have 15,000 people crossing a day. And $150 billion it cost us, you and I, in a country $36 trillion in debt, it cost us $150 billion to not stop them from entering. And I love even this, the New York Post kind of blows your migrant crisis. Why is it a crisis? You know how you fix the crisis? Close the border and there's no crisis. How do you fix the voter fraud problem? How do you fix the printer problems? How do you fix the internet problems with voting machines? Don't have voting machines and don't have digitized voting. It's very easy fixes. Have all paper ballots and you don't have to worry about printers breaking down. Have all paper ballots. How do you not have a $150 billion 2023 migrant crisis? Don't have a crisis. Shut the doors. Put water cannons up and razor wire. There won't be a soul. You can put water cannons all the way down the border and razor wire. All you need to do is basically build giant stands with water cannons and put up razor wire. It would probably cost you $50, $60 million to cover the entire border. You never see one person cross. Where do you get that? Eagle Pass, Shelby Park, Texas. That's exactly what they did, except for the water cannons. That's my own idea. I get that from Israel. That's what you don't see people crossing into Israel illegally. You can't cross into Israel illegally because you'll get hit. You'll get knocked back 37 feet by a water cannon in the air and wake up unconscious. That's all you need. Shelby Park, Eagle Pass, Texas, they put up razor wire. Cost them maybe $40,000, $50,000. I don't know what razor wire costs. But let's just say $30,000, $40,000. They had $30,000 or $40,000 to put up the razor wire. They had 4,000 illegal border crossings at Shelby Park, Eagle Pass, Texas, every day. And it went from 4,000 to zero with razor wire. It's over. And instead, we're going to pay $150 billion. And like Aaron said, you know what? We can pick $8 billion wall that Biden has sold all the remaining parts of the wall. Biden has sold for pennies on the dollar. So we lost all that money. Out of the $8 billion that was funded for the wall, we lost basically almost a giant segment of that. Because Biden sold the parts of the wall for pennies on the dollar. So we don't have that. If you would have put up the $8 billion for the wall, you don't have to pay $150 billion. You paid $8 billion one time. Instead, you know what? This is 2023. I wonder what it was this year. Another $150 billion, if not more. And it's not to stop them. If it cost you $150 billion to stop a southern border invasion, fine. It's not for that. It's for facilitating them. It's what they always say. We want more lawyers and we want more judges. What, to stop people from coming in or to facilitate people in coming in, to facilitate people coming in? Which one do you want? To stop them from coming in or facilitating them in? Which one do you want? Of course we know. They want more judges. They want. Why do they want more CBP agents? Trump made sure that he squashed the border security bill. We're going to add 80,000 CBP agents to do what? Customs and Border Patrol agents. What are we going to do with them? You're going to use them to stop illegal migration or facilitate it? And we all know the answer to that. All right, 10-12, that's good. 10-12, 1,007 people watching. Appreciate you guys. Oh, for Rumble Rants, the one and only Nude Monk, $20. Jana Jones, $10. Tammy L. Margritter, as always, is on there, $10. The matriarch of the chat, Fedora the Explorer, $10. Hassle-free TV, my friend, I know him, love you, brother, $10. Nitsua, $99, $5. Appreciate you guys so much. Love you. Stick around for the postgame. Postgame's awesome, as usual. I'll be in the chat during the postgame. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you all. God bless you.
What if it's a new thing if I tell you that you are supposed to prosper, that you are supposed to be wealthy? That's Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The Word just told you that new thing. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Is that a new thing for you? That you need to receive it. Well, I believe that poverty is an attribute. No, Jesus became poor. And then they quote Jesus saying, he doesn't have a place to lay his head. He became poor for you, not for you to emulate the poorness. That would be like you emulating sin. He became sin, so now you sin. He became poor, so now you're poor.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.